Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Mason Van Howling. He's the CEO of University Medical Center. For the whole show, on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail, we help it grow, and we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Mason Van Howling. He's the CEO of University Medical Center, the largest hospital in Las Vegas. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thank you, Sam. I appreciate you having me back.
Yeah, and thank you for flying into Reno specifically to do the program. I really appreciate that.
My pleasure.
Obviously, we want to talk about the coronavirus and what's going on. And the reality of the situation versus the hype of the situation. Can we start out with numbers for comparison so people understand the difference, for example, between the flu, which we deal with every year, and the stats for the coronavirus at this point in time?
Absolutely. You know, the flu should always be the focus. You know, we've kind of accustomed to having the flu seasonally throughout not only our state, but throughout the entire country. About 34 million people have been infected by the flu this year.
34 million.
34 million impacted by the flu, about 350,000 hospitalizations, and about 20,000 deaths in our country so far. Related to coronavirus, obviously we've had around 500 cases to date and a handful of deaths. So,
All right, so let's just reemphasize
sure.
this. 34 million versus...
Around 22 deaths so far in our country.
Right. And so the numbers are way different between something like the flu, which we're used to dealing with, that can kill and for the most part kills the young and the old who are susceptible to illness that are not in good shape, correct?
Absolutely. And this is kind of the story every year. So through kind of the focus on the coronavirus currently throughout the world, it is bringing a little bit more attention to the flu and the numbers related to that as comparison. So, but again, as we're hearing all the things that we should be doing, hopefully not only will it help prevent on the front lines the coronavirus, but also have a major, major impact on the flu virus. And just to put a little plug in, it's still time to get the flu vaccination. There's plenty of inventory at your primary care physicians or your hospitals or health department. So again, I promote getting the vaccination for the flu, and hopefully all this activity on hand hygiene and other things to be able to do to will help bring all those viruses down.
Okay, and in writing to you about this interview, I said that you know, should every news story on coronavirus lead with these tips? wash our hands, don't touch your face, stay home if you're sick, stay away from people who are sick with symptoms. Should that be the lead story on every coronavirus story?
Absolutely. If washing your hands well, at least for 20 seconds, wiping down high contact surfaces, definitely stay at home if you're not feeling well. Regardless if you think you have the coronavirus or the flu, it's just good practice. Keep yourself safe and your coworkers safe. So those will always break infection and the chain of the virus moving on from person to person.
The question always comes up, which is why are people not washing their hands to begin with? You know, are we just not doing that enough because perhaps we would cut down on a lot of other infectious diseases if we were just doing that basic, simple thing?
Yeah, and I'm seeing that, I'm around healthcare and public health pretty much all my life here, and the activity that I'm seeing is encouraging, whether you're in a restaurant or a resort or just traveling. I'm seeing more and more people wash their hands and take it a little bit more personal. So if there is a silver lining in this, I hope this is a new behaviors and new patterns for all of us to be able to help protect ourselves.
We're taping this on Monday the 9th of March, so just give people a timeline as this plays out over the rest of this week. Are you seeing an increase in either visits to the hospital or contacts to the hospital concerning coronavirus?
We are. There's always the worried well. And some of these symptoms
the worried well.
The worried well is what we call it in healthcare, that people that perhaps have some of the mild symptoms, a sore throat, runny nose, a cough, those are all simple signs of a potential flu or some type of virus. The more severe conditions are respiratory illness, high fever of 100.4 or greater, just not feeling well just in general. So, but we are seeing people inquiring a lot more, whether it's calling our quick cares or emergency departments or the health department or the primary care physicians just to figure out if they've been are concerned. So we are seeing that increase currently. And we're in the middle of flu season too, so all of our hospitals are currently busy with respiratory illness, flu-like symptoms, the actual flu. So on top of this is the layer of coronavirus and the concern of if you've traveled or in on a cruise ship or those type of things.
All right, we'll get to each of these issues
sure.
as we have time here. I wanted to ask you that, I remember after the October shooting, I talked to one of your top people off the air, and I said, that must have been incredible and horrible to deal with. What was it like? And the response was, actually, this is something we train for all the time. Mm-hmm. Are infectious diseases something that the hospital system trains for all the time?
We do, absolutely, and a great question. We are always preparing and planning. And we're not trying to create a panic here. And I think from the governor down within our entire state, we're all working collaboratively, and he has really mobilized all of us to make sure that we're protecting our communities. But we do drill on this. We've drilled on Ebola, H1N1, SARS, MERS. If you look at the timeline, we have dealt with these in the past, and we keep getting better and better in preparation. So we all have influx plans, screening plans, triage plans, resource plans, and really the governor has done a great job in mobilizing all of us to make sure that we're prepared. And I think we've done a great job of containing and protecting Nevadans.
It seems like from the federal level on down, and taking this out of the political realm, seeing Dr. Anthony Fauci, the disease specialist, being on most of the Sunday morning shows, and others like him, the Surgeon General, that we are seeing this taken out of the political realm and into the, taking care of the citizens. Would you agree with that?
I would agree. Everyone that I have dealt with, this is not a political issue. This is, a public health focus and crisis that we're in and we're dealing with. And again, all parties have been very supportive. I've had a lot of interaction with many, many of our lawmakers at the federal level, state, and local levels, and they have all been very supportive in addressing this and protecting our industries, our state, and so I've been very pleased with the response.
You flew up this morning, I'm presuming, on Southwest Airlines.
I did.
No concern about flying?
No, I get the honor to work with many of the airport officials and executives, and I get to see what they're doing and planning, and I am very comfortable in what their response has been, and just the cleaning protocols that are going on, deep cleanings, in between flights and in and out of the airport. So I've been very comfortable. In fact, I've got four flights this week, and not nervous at all.
And as you should not be. Right. Southwest Airlines this morning put out a piece, I think from their one of their chief operating officers, not Gary Kelly, but somebody right below him. Excuse me.
Nothing.
You know, somebody needs to tell somebody to turn their phones off. Oh, yeah, that was me. talking about the additional deep cleaning that they are doing on all the Southwest Airlines flights at this point in time. Going to supermarkets over the weekend, you see that there's hand sanitizer. It seems that for such a huge story, the effect is going to be on a minimal portion of our population. And so we're seeing that children are not as susceptible to this as senior citizens. Senior citizens over a certain age, if they are frail, are more likely to have a bad reaction to this as they would with the flu. Is that correct?
That is correct. You know, what we're seeing is if relatively healthy individuals and children, and particularly this virus, have been doing well. 80% have had symptoms, either contracted and have come out of it. They're at home, they're self-isolating. Where we need to be concerned are those that are vulnerable and perhaps have high risk on health matters, whether it's cardiac, respiratory, hypertension. We're seeing those cases impact those patients much more severely. So just kind of word of caution, making sure that if you have any of those, that you talk to your providers, limit your contact in large crowds where you can pick up droplet contact, whether it's coughing and colds, sneezing. You certainly want to be able to protect yourself if your immune system is down.
Mason, what you're saying is common sense.
It is, and I hope it's here to stay, Sam. You know, I think if we do these things, we can address a lot of other issues in our community.
And you use the phrase self-isolating, which is a current phrase. Yeah. What that means is stay at home.
Right.
If you're sick, which if you have a cold, you should stay at home.
Yeah. And that's what the recommendations from the CDC has been, and the patients that we have seen or followed throughout the country is, patients are identified, they're diagnosed, and they're treated, and many are at home in self-isolation. So unless you're acutely ill, that's when you're going to be at the hospital. So again, we want you to be able to call your health department, call your doctor to see what you should do and find out the appropriate treatment for any flu-like symptoms.
And I don't want to minimize this for people who are actually sick, especially senior citizens who seem to be the most at risk here. But to me, self-isolation, common sense, staying at home if you're sick means the opportunity to binge on Netflix, not necessarily that we're in the middle of a world crisis. Let's take a break and we'll come back and we'll talk about some of the realities around the world.
Sounds good.
And we'll be right back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mason Van Howling. He's the CEO of University Medical Center. We're talking about the coronavirus. Let's talk on an international basis. This started in the city of Wuhan in China. There are a lot of reasons why these epidemics tend to start in China. Can you share some of that with us?
This particular virus was isolated to a seafood market in China, and then kind of took off from there. It was identified, obviously, the travelers had kind of gone to other parts of the country. But I think we've got a very robust food safety programs and regulatory in our country, whether it's food handling or other transportation. I think that's why we fare well during these type of crises and viruses that spread.
Okay, so in China, for example, these cities are much more densely populated than the United States, and they also have open food markets where, you know, live chickens, live animals, live fish. This allows transfer from animals to humans much more easily than going to a supermarket in this country where everything's prepackaged and wrapped and checked by the USDA, et cetera. Is that correct?
That's correct. This particular virus has been typically found in animals and seafood. So it did transfer to an individual, and then from there, from person to person. So that's what we've seen, that transition on this particular virus. But again, our food safety, our inspections, our regulatory are all put in place to prevent these type of things in our own country. So again, I know sometimes it's cumbersome, but again, this is why it helps us stay protected and protects our public health.
I can see why Iran would be a center of this thing, rising dramatically in numbers. But Italy surprised me. Why yeah. Italy?
You know, I think the travel that we're seeing, you know, when I look at the numbers and how it's kind of migrating throughout the world, a lot of it is related to travel, cruises, airlines, people that have flown into that province and left to other parts of the world. So, but it is rapidly growing in Italy, and we're seeing some of the cases even in Canada and Mexico where people have traveled to Italy and now have brought that back to those countries as well.
Okay, so if I were to say to you, I got a deal on a flight to Italy, would you at this point say, you know what, I'm going to pass on that for a while?
You know, the CDC definitely recommends that. And we've been following the CDC guidelines on all the protocols as they get information and share with the worldwide health organizations. There are particular countries that they do not recommend traveling to. And Italy is one of those countries, and as well as China and Iran and others. So so I don't know if I'd be jumping a plane to there, but maybe somewhere else. Again, I feel it's safe to travel in our country, safe to travel to our great state of Nevada and visit us as well.
When you talk about cruise ships, we have known for a long time that cruise ships can be susceptible to mass infection. Norovirus has been a problem for many cruise lines. So is it any kind of surprise that if you have people, you know, that literally thousands of people, it can be 5,000-6,000 people or more on a cruise ship plus another 2,500 crew, that if you're out on the open water for 7 days or 2 weeks, that something like this can spread quite dramatically?
Cruising is a very different type of vacationing and different from a resort or the beach. And when you have that many people on one ship in very close quarters that perhaps may transmit a virus or a disease, especially within close range of 6 feet, because that's usually when coughing and sneezing will migrate. Also, there's a lot of high touch areas in ships and a lot of turnover. And so it doesn't surprise me that we are experiencing this issue. It's unfortunate that travelers are getting quarantined for many, many days on ships. But I think they're doing a good job of responding to those high density areas.
You think it's going to be a while before the cruise industry comes back?
I think so. I think they're going to have a tough time. You know, I think it's going to be a while. I think 12 to 18 months before we have a vaccination for the coronavirus. So I'm hoping the warmer weather helps us get through it, and we're not talking about this at the end of the summer.
Okay, so that raises a good question, which is, you know, we see flu season, even though you can get the flu any time of year, you can get a cold any time of year. So one presumes the coronavirus will have the same effect. But are there signs at this point that warmer conditions will change things?
That's been the history and the patterns that we've seen with other viruses and flus. You know, October to March are typically colder weather months, and we see spikes in our hospital beds and our utilization in our emergency department because of flu-like symptoms, respiratory illness, and the flu, and people just not being able to fight that. But again, another plug to get your vaccination. It's not too late.
All right, let's take another break, and we'll be back more with Basinman Howling when we come back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mason Van Howling. He's the CEO of University Medical Center, the largest hospital group in Las Vegas. I wanted to get to a few things here, if we could, in our remaining minutes. Almost from the get-go, we have seen major corporations either canceling their own conventions or pulling out of conventions. Does this make sense to you, or do you believe it's an overreaction?
Well, I think, you know, you certainly need to be prudent, and I think, especially in our state, it's a safe destination. I've had the opportunity to work with many of the resorts, the association, the restaurants. They're doing a great job. They've got protocols in place to identify somebody that may be ill. And so I'm very confident. I think it may be premature to cancel those type of destinations and travels. And now, certainly if you're going to some of the designated countries, but still the U.S. is a very safe place to travel.
There have been reports. There was a report on, I believe, CBS News the other morning about people going to San Francisco avoiding Chinatown because they believe that the coronavirus started in China. Yeah. Therefore, going to Chinese restaurants would open you up to more of a chance. Yeah. And that seemed to me to be so ignorant.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate right now with the social media and just some of the misperceptions and some of the conspiracies that you see out there. It just helps fuel the infodemic, if you will, and really puts public health at a disadvantage on managing really to the facts and addressing the fear that's out there. But just always go to a trustworthy source. The CDC's got a great website. Your local health district has a great website to get the facts and figures on really what's going on in your community.
Does UMC have stuff on your website as well?
We do. We have it both internally and externally, but we rely very heavily on the health districts and the CDC for some of the information, but we're pushing it out, sharing that with our resort partners, the community, the local community, anybody that wants to get educated on it, we're certainly happy to help. And so is your local hospital. We've got a consortium, all healthcare providers working together, and we're all on the same page and standardize the information.
You're on the governor's task force.
I am.
And the governor seems to have acted very responsibly in this, at least to me.
He's done a great job, really pulling everybody together, all the resources, and making sure that we're all communicating, that we're prepared, we're ready, and we're not creating any panic. And just very proud of what he's done and his leadership.
There's no need to create panic, correct?
Right.
I mean, that's the most important message, I think, to get out there is you're not going to walk outside the door and suddenly, boom, and you're dead. That's not going to happen.
You're absolutely safe. Again, just follow some of the tips that we're recommending to be on the front line of defense for us. And that's what we need for everybody to do.
And so to go back to what we said at the beginning of this interview, which is wash your hands, don't touch your face, stay home if you're sick, and stay away from people who are sick with substance.
All great advice.
Thank you
so much. Makes all the difference.
I really appreciate you taking the time to fly up here. Thank you.
Thank you, Sam. Appreciate it.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.